I'm pleased to welcome to Gospel for Grampian Reverend Erastus Sirobi from Nairobi in Kenya. And Reverend Sirobi is with the Hope Family Church. Welcome along to the program.
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity to connect again for this wonderful and powerful program.
Excellent. Now, since we spoke last time, Reverend Erastus, could you give us a little update of what's been happening? Because I know you've been having 21 days of prayer, or you are having 21 days of prayer.
Yes, we are having 21 days of prayer and fasting, and we are all camping in our church. Some of those who have decided to take leave from their place of work, they are camping from morning to evening, and some that are joining us after their workplace, they come and join us in the evening as we pray. We have already covered one day yesterday, and today is our second day. But of course, we started this prayer last week when we just started like rehearsing for prayers. And this is when God laid a burden in my heart to carry the burden and take it before Him and pray for these 21 days that we are having.
How has God been, shall we say, manifesting the answers to the prayers through His Word, no doubt?
Yes. When I started this prayer last week, I just got the Word. As I was in town selling books, God spoke to me that I am God of all flesh, and he was asking like a question, is there anything too hard for me? So then this just get me to the book of Jeremiah 32, verse number 27, where God was speaking to Jeremiah concerning his people who were in Babylon. That I am God of all flesh, nothing is too hard for me. So this has really shed light that whatever we are asking as His children and as a church and as His servants, God is God of all flesh. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we imagine. He can use men, He can use people that we don't even think that He may become a blessing to us. So this is what God is speaking to me at the moment, that He is God of all flesh, and He can do what we think is hard for us to do.
Indeed, God's word also says, you know, that if we believe, we'll receive everything we ask for in prayer.
Yes.
And what you said just now reminds me of something that God challenged me with when I was wondering what was happening, how things were going to happen, and He just turned around to me and said, "Do I not know the end from the beginning?" And yes, He does.
Yes.
Now, could you let us know what prayer points you would like us to pray about on this particular occasion, and we'll certainly do that for you.
Yes, we will like to involve you to pray for the financial breakthrough of our ministry, both church and school, because as you know, as previously I've shared with you, our school has a challenge of finances. Right now, we have lost, we have dropped 4 children because of a lack of food, enough food in school, and also I stopped the cook who was cooking for us here because of the salary that we don't have at the moment. So we only have 2 teachers that are remaining. So this one has really caused a big challenge in our school. So please, we would like you to come together with us and pray for the ministry and the school as a whole.
Well, I'll certainly do that, and that with great pleasure. Hello, are you back?
yes, I'm here.
Well, I can hear something coming through there.
Yes, it's like a message. The message has come to my phone.
Ah, right, okay. Well, we'll certainly pray for you right now, Reverend Erastus, and certainly for the school and for the church.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Rophi. You are healer. You are Lord. And right now, Lord God, I pray and I ask, Lord God, that you, Lord, will... You know the situation. You know, Lord, how the church is stepping forward in faith, believing, trusting in you, Lord God. And Lord God, you started this, so will you not finish it? Lord, truly, Lord, your name, Lord God, is to be upheld. Truly, Lord God, these people are relying on you. They are looking, Lord God, to you to provide for them. They are looking to you for the answers. These people are faithful to you, Lord, and we ask you right now to provide as you have never provided before. Take away this time of famine, of resources, of time and commitment, but let there be a richness, let there be an open heaven, Lord God, with regard to all the answers, Lord, that they're seeking. Lord, you can see that they are fasting. You can see, Lord God, that they are praying. You can see that they are seeking you, Lord God. And now, Lord God, as you know, Lord, they have had to let go of teachers. They have to let go of cook and watchmen. And they have had to not having so many children in their school. But yet, Lord, there's so much need in that community. There's so much need in the slums for a school like this. And Lord, they want to increase, not decrease. Why are they decreasing, Lord God? Lord, you alone, Lord, know the answer to this. Why, Lord, are they being tested in this way? Lord, I'm asking, Lord, and praying, Lord God, that you will bring the answers. Yes, you will bring the answers. You are faithful and just. You are also generous. You are kind. You are Lord. You are King. And we're asking you right now, Lord God, for you to come forward to bless, totally bless Hope Family Church, totally bless the school, totally bless Reverend Erastus and Pastor Esther right where they are. Lord, they need you right now more than ever before. You alone, Lord God, can do this. Please bring in the people. Lord, they are extending. We are extending what we can. You know that, Lord. Bring the answers. Bring the finances. Bring the resources so that they can do far more. You know their hearts. They're faithful, Lord God. You know they're faithful. Please bring the resources now, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.